Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. Beauty of your skin, hair, and nails is dependent on the production of collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid. You can increase these with Collagen Max, that triples the rate of the proline transhydroxylase enzyme. You can increase hyaluronic acid with the joint performance and the use of red deer velvet DR, and the use of oncomycin to increase the production of stem cell regeneration. The use of topicals, including pregnenolone and DHA, will reduce inflammation in your skin and help it heal. And taking Omega Supreme Pro of fatty acids will help regenerate your fatty acids in your tissues. The combination of using NutriMed's Royal Jelly and Collagen Max dramatically increases collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid in your skin, hair, and nails, and prevents the cross-linking. You can also prevent the cross-linking of tissues in your skin using curcumin cream along with pregnenolone and DHEA. Amazing protocol. 888-212-8871 and NutriMedical.com to regenerate and stay beautiful with strong skin, hair, and nails.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Andropause or male menopause can be reversed by releasing male hormone from sex hormone binding globulin by 2 capsules of Men's Max twice a day using 8-pyrrolyl norinogen and hormone synergy to prevent the conversion of male hormone to female, and the use of Testo cream topically 4 to 8 pumps on the neck, arms, and groin, along with DHEA and pregnenolone cream to reverse the hormone deficiency production. This protocol can reverse male hormone imbalances and can be tested with saliva tests with a consult with Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. So male andropause is reversible, as well as prostate problems with prostate flow, bladder up, and Swedish flower pollen. Contact us for your protocol for male hormone problems and prostate at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. The best place to find the wellness protocols to make you better without toxic polypharmacy. Take care and take action with NutriMedical.com. and welcome back. And we have Keisha Rogers here. Harley's away. Keisha, you're in the same district as Al Green, the insane district congressperson in Houston that's been calling for impeachment for several years of Donald Trump. These people aren't just clinically insane, they're evil. There's, the word evil, by the way, is the word live backwards. And I think it's very appropriate that in the English language, if you spell live backwards, it's evil. Isn't that interesting? And these people living backwards, I mean, even Nancy Pelosi with her pre-dementia is smart enough to realize it's a suicidal attempt to impeach a sitting president with a good economy. There's only three ways, according to this legal expert that I pulled up his report here on Drudge, the only way that they can actually win the election is if they can impeach Trump, but that's not possible. They don't control the Senate or the Supreme Court. They're crazy. And what will happen is it's going to blow up in their face because Trump's not going to do any major infrastructure or other legislation while they're investigating the hell out of him with, I think, seven or eight committees now. It's just, this is a form of abuse of the operation of government, and they're not doing the business of protecting the border, changing the immigration system to be a merit-based one, correcting the issue with homeless people in all Democratic cities all across the country, including Houston, by the way. Houston's a Democrat, isn't it? And so what I see happening is they're not doing the business. They were hired. Why don't we cancel their health benefits and their salary until they actually start doing their job? They're our employees. Why aren't they doing their job? They aren't doing the job because the only thing they want is power. They don't want to do anything of substance or value for American people or American security or the average person, no matter what their skin color. They're actually putting everybody in danger, aren't they?
Right. Yeah, I think it's important to go right to the matter at hand now, that what has to be done is that this coup has and the witch hunt against the president has to be completely ended and broken once and for all. And don't forget that President Trump is going to be going to Britain on next week from the 3rd through the 5th. He's
right.
Going to be meeting with Theresa May, who has now resigned her post, but she'll still be in office until the 8th of June. He's
right.
Also going to be meeting with Prince Charles. And what the president has to do is take the gloves off and ask the hard questions to the British as to their role in the intelligence operations against him, because what's now been put out is that this really never had anything to do with Russian collusion and the president having any involvement in stealing the elections through Russian involvement and collusion. And I think one of the things that just came out today that gets right at the heart of the matter as to the role of the British intelligence, the FBI, Mueller, is what Alan Dershowitz, the constitutional lawyer, put out. Shame on Robert Mueller for exceeding his role. And he talks about the fact that the press conference that Special Counsel Robert Mueller did, stating, quote, that if we had confidence that the president clearly did not commit a crime, we would have said that, end quote. And what Dershowitz makes clear is that Mueller went beyond the conclusion of his report and gave a political gift to Democrats in Congress who are seeking to institute impeachment proceedings against President Trump. Obviously,
right.
That is people like Al Green, now Cory Booker, even several of the leading 2020 Democrats are using what Mueller said to say this is a road in for us to go full steam ahead with impeachment against the president, where they have no evidence or basis of any crime, any high crime and misdemeanor, or any of that sort of thing. They're doing this because they want to stop this president at all costs. So they don't need, as Al Green, Congressman Green, who's been leading up this impeachment fiasco, has said, is the president need not commit a crime in order to be impeached, which is highly insane.
This is never going to be approved, but a new addition to the U.S. Constitution and the purview of law. If you have a pulse and are still breathing, you can be accused of being alive. And that's what they're doing with Trump. They're accusing him of actually having a pulse. In other words, you're guilty until proven innocent, like the Napoleonic law. And that's what they have on this man. Nothing. And in fact, these accusers actually should be, what I want to see is I'm getting angry enough. I want to see Donald Trump delicense the media. I want him to see him with the Durham report and Horowitz start putting DOJ, FBI officers in jail, including Mr. Steele needs to go to jail. I want to see media losing their press corps pass so they can't cross-examine the president. And I want to see anybody writing articles that are part of a coup to go to jail, including Mr. Bezos, who owns the Washington Post. If they start doing the perp walk in Orange, I think we'll put a stop to these fools, just like the Jussie Smollett thing's blowing up in their face. Because Smollett was arrogant enough, after he got his charges dropped, to say they still did, had MAGA hats, and it was white people that did this to him. Let's put it this way. I don't give a damn what skin color. My children have every nationality, including black, in their heritage, okay? I'm so disgusted by the idea of Democrats or even people like Justin Amash, that belongs to CARE from GOP, trying to balkanize this country and split us up. We're all Americans, period. And let's get it aside from this. We need to have America strong for not only black, Hispanic, white, Russian. I don't care what your nationality is. This country is in dire straits, and now we're in danger with Russia and China because we're not working on trade treaties, which will prevent a war. And if there is a war, mm-hmm. our power will go out first, then they'll hit our military bases, and then you'll start to see population centers and people with their cats and then their children next. People think, well, that can't happen. I'm thinking, you know, I work with the FBI and CDC in Operation Top Off in Dark Winter with Reserve Admiral Hughes. I was had classified clearance at the same level as the president. Yeah, people have no freaking idea how bad things can get from accidental starts of wars. And these maniacs, like in both Democrat and Republican Party, want to push for war. That's the only thing you don't argue Trump about. He can do anything else, but if he wants war, like in Iran or whatever, they're all for it, aren't they?
Yeah, but the thing is that he doesn't want war, and that's why they see him as a threat. And, you know, look, this is the as Horowitz said, as Dershowitz said, that this is what Mueller did. He actually, as he called it, put his elbow on not only his thumb, but his whole elbow on the scale of justice in favor of impeachment right now. But this is how we're going to shift bring down this whole operation. Is one, you have to get at the truth. You have to expose this whole coup. And to do that, one, what we've been doing with the findings of Bill Binney, the former technical director for the NSA, and people like Larry Johnson, right. CIA analysts, what they have done in exposing the fact that there was no Russian hack. There was right. no Russian hack of the DNC server of Podesta, and that this was a leak that was done from the inside. That business needs to be put out there. And that has to be fully exposed, that those individuals involved in the Veteran Intelligence Professionals for Sanity who put this forensic evidence out there proving that metadata, that there was no hack done by any Russian operative, this needs to be brought forth to Congress. There's a number of interviews that are being done, and people who haven't seen this material should really take a look at it. But I want to get to the heart of the matter here, because if you really want to bring justice to the injustice, to this whole unjust operation of the FBI and British intelligence that have infiltrated our presidency, then the key to that is the exoneration of Lyndon LaRouche. Because what you were just saying a second ago, that they will find anything to bring down this president.
Oh, yeah, they'll say he was too aggressive in his business dealings with real estate in New York. I mean, they'll say he did something illegal, anything at all.
Exactly. So the way that they go about that, and I will tell you, the publication of the Commission to Investigate Human Rights Violation on the case of LaRouche versus the United States, they had nothing. And this is what we're dealing with right now, is that, that you had a situation where conspiracy, that's what they will say. The president of the United States intended to conspire with Russia or conspire to withhold his tax information or whatever they can. And so, therefore, this is what we have to get to, is the American people.
Exactly. In other words, exoneration of LaRouche is, in other words, what you're really saying, and I'm using a little, you know, play on words here, they're trying to LaRouche President Trump.
That's it. And if people don't understand that, they'll fall into the trap, as many of the conservative radio media of and others, who are saying that, well, there was Russian and there was Russian involvement, but it didn't have to do with the president. This is the lie that we have to completely destroy.
It's insane, isn't it?
No evidence of that.
Yeah, but you know, who cares about evidence? You know, this is well, who's he a threat to? And remember now, there's a number of Republicans here, and many of them, there's two reasons why the House was taken over. The first reason is that many Republicans quit, or they're old, and they quit the House. The second reason was the media were bashing Trump so much, 57% of Democrats still believe he was involved with treason. They're brain dead. I don't care if you're a Democrat and you got an IQ-160, you're brain dead. You cannot believe, after this report came out, Mueller hired 18 devilish Democrats, many of them supporters of Hillary and her party, for winning the election, and they were disappointed she didn't win. And they were determined to find something. And then these 11 points that were put in are like landmines that Mueller put in. Mueller's a criminal. When he gets cross-investigated, I want to see him just like a number of Congress people need to cross-investigate in the House. I want to see Mueller asked. He said, I don't want to answer. This was not a press conference. This was a stand-up comedy by Mueller yesterday. This had nothing to do with asking tough questions, because if you had tough Republicans or media people or the legal profession that are honest asking them questions, they say, why didn't you investigate Hillary Clinton or the genesis of this whole Russiagate? He didn't do a damn thing. He went and changed his after people using almost $40 million of money to prosecute people for things like the attorney for Donald Trump because of his financial dealings with taxi cabs. I mean,
Mueller came out like he was the great I am, saying, I'm not taking any questions, and basically, you know,
who the hell does
like
he think he is?
The God has spoken, and he has said, I ordain you to impeach. That's what the Democrats took this as. Mueller is exactly what we said he is. He is an amoral legal assassin. And we know that emphatically.
There's three things that he did that I know that when we investigate. There was actually four. First off, the way he handled this, he should be disciplined and delicensed and probably should go to jail for the way he handled this Muellergate. Because when we asked the question, when did you know that there was no signs of collusion with Russia, that should have ended over a year ago.
Yeah.
All right? The second thing is he actually was a cover-up of 9/11. He knows 9/11 was an inside job. He was involved with the disaster in Libya that eventually Hillary Clinton said, we came, we saw, he died, cackle, cackle, cackle. And Mueller was directly involved with that. He was the FBI director at the time. And the third thing is Uranium-1. This guy's got blood on his hands. He's a criminal. We don't know how many other skeletons he's got in his closet, but I guarantee you, this is a bad guy. Hiring 18 Democrats and not... And a year or so ago, he should have declared, oh, it's over. We can't find any collusion. We can't find any collusion with the Russians. And the idea of obstruction, how can you obstruct when you're accused of something you're not guilty of? Really?
Exactly.
How crazy is this? This is like an alternate universe where literally they're trying to take us all to hell, that we have to believe their hellish ideas of Al Green and these demon rats, I call them.
And
their names are changed.
And we better not let them take us. That's the point.
Yeah, damn it.
Will the American people let them?
Yeah, exactly. Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation and get them from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutriMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop down message at NutriMedical.com and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores or if there's an emergency or national crisis. So NutriMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutriMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop down menu and stay well with NutriMedical every day of your life. Cardiovascular health involves use of nutraceuticals to reduce blood viscosity, oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids, and the prevention of calcification of arteries and small vessels. Metabolic support to the mitochondria in the heart and blood vessels involves the peristaltic initial shearing force of the heart, stimulating a secondary contraction of the blood vessel walls to move the blood forward to the periphery. Our core formula involves Cardiovasc, Gamma A+ to get rid of nitroproxy radicals, Cell Detox Glutathione to get rid of hydroproxy radical, H2-Plex, and ultrathiamine B1 to get rid of the singlet oxygen. We use also magnesium glycinate to improve the heart, CoQ10 Supreme, the only non-crystallizing CoQ10, and water-soluble CoQ10 ubiquinol. Nanokinase will reduce blood viscosity and improve perfusion. Omega Supreme Pro improves the blood vessel elasticity. And the use of antioxidant H2-Plex, Power-C Plus, and other antioxidants help to reduce blood viscosity and oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids. Order at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bio-nutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle. Using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamineral Mix, which is our fruit-flavored mixed power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day. Cardiovasc is a 7 synergistic heart formula containing a number of amazing nutraceuticals. It contains cayenne that releases nitric oxide to release oxygen, aged garlic that blocks the angiotensin-converting enzyme and inflammatory markers in your heart and kills off nanobacteria and viruses, hawthorn, which is the leaf and flower part that releases Vitexin to act as a cardiotonic for your heart and blood vessels, valerian to balance the autonomic nervous system to our parasympathetic, milk thistle that helps to detox the body from toxic chemicals that affect blood vessels and heart, and bilberry, one of the smallest dialyzable antioxidants, anthocyanidins above the size of hydrogen. Amazing formula to reduce heart and vascular disease. If you want to stay well, you want cardiovascular tincture or capsules. One capsule equals 15 mils of the tincture, and you can obtain this at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical's amazing nutraceuticals for your heart, your blood vessels, and your health. Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical. So the next area is the trade will trump war. We're on the verge of war right now. Because of this distraction for 2.5 years, Russia is doing conjoint military operations with China. China has weaponized their islands in the South China Sea. China has 35,000 troops in Venezuela supporting Maduro. Russia has their nuclear weapons there at La Archila Island and also Punta Huerte. All these things are happening part to a great extent because we're not settling trade issues, including intellectual property and other things that need to be settled, so we don't have future wars. War happens when trade doesn't. I mean, it's that simple, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, the key is the solution to this is exactly what the people who are plotting the witch hunt against the president don't want to see, which is at the heart of it. The president of the United States has made clear he does not want war, that
right.
we should have better relations with the leading powers of the world, such
right.
as Russia and China. And
right.
so this gets to the very question of why, what has to happen right now is that nations around the world need to weigh in on the United States, particularly to join with the Belt and Road Initiative of China and bringing the U.S., as LaRouche has put forth, Linda LaRouche and our organization, the four laws, the four powers agreement for a new financial structure based on United States, Russia, China, and India coming together to break with the geopolitical win-lose, winner-take-all agenda and
right.
join with the Belt and Road, New Silk Road Initiative. And this is something just this past week, Helga LaRouche, who is known as the Silk Road Lady, who's been to China a number of times. The Chinese and many around the world know her and her husband for the work that they've done decades on the developments around
yeah.
the Eurasian Land
yeah.
Bridge and the Belt and Road.
Yeah. Now this
she was just in China.
Now, there's several things that need to be fixed up in order for Belt and Road to happen. Okay. First off, China needs to withdraw their military operations in Venezuela and also collaborating with Russia to weaponize North Korea and Iran. Number two, they need to stop sending carfentanil to the United States to poison our population with enough to kill every citizen coming out of the PLA and out of China. Number three, China needs to respect intellectual property, and when corporations go there, they need to be able to make deals that they don't hand over their technology, and then the Chinese then try to manufacture it in different shifts. Or, as they said in their 2025 documents under Xi, they want to become the prescient nation controlling all manufacture on the planet and artificial intelligence, which they're trying to steal from U.S. corporations in China. And the fifth thing they need to do is stop collaborating with tech companies that are actually trying to enslave Chinese citizens. I have relatives in China. My youngest sister's husband is Chinese. And I can tell you what I see happening. There's 13 million Chinese that are under citizens. They can't even get drugs or health care, can't get on a train or plane because of the rating systems that are used. And the laboratory of China, by the way, the globalists want eventually some future date, maybe 10 or 20 years from now, with Blade Runner, bring it to America. So China has a lot of things to clean up, and they want to. You can actually hear that there's a lot of forces now. Unfortunately, the guy that made this treaty arrangement with China and America was basically all excited and was going to have it done, and then all of a sudden there were forces inside China that wanted to pull back because they didn't want regulations the way that Trump had set up to make it work out. So it's not all just it's not America's fault here. There's a great deal of division inside China that doesn't want to accept some of these things that I've just mentioned. They need to, if they want to expand trade in the Belt and Road, which is good for every nation, by the way, not just America. They need to start collaborating with America, not only that, but I would call defensive Earth. Now, I want to mention a couple of things that I'm researching. Firstly, we're in a solar minimum now.
But the anti-China stance is a dangerous stance because...
Well, the anti-China stance is both Democrat and Republican. The only one against it is Trump, basically, okay? But here's my point. We're in danger of a coronal mass ejection. We're in danger of a pole shift. We're in danger of the incoming in less than 10 years now, an asteroid three times bigger than the one that destroyed the dinosaurs. And we need a defensive Earth strategy because space is not just empty. There's stuff in space, okay, including black holes and asteroids and coronal mass ejections. And there's a linkage between ice ages and solar cycles, and we're going to be having experts on the show to talk about that. But that means we need to take the best minds in every country, including China, and work on a defensive Earth strategy. And once we do have, like LaRouche says, a missile defense system, and a biological weapons defense system, we need to share with all nations so no one's afraid of a super plague or a biological, chemical, or scalar weapon used in space or a nuclear missile coming to either destroy our power grid or kill people. We need to make a future where the option of war, which is basically a Pyrrhic victory, isn't even reasonable, and trade and protection of the human race and the biosphere is our primary goal. We need to be, you know, like as Jesus said, you know, he's in Revelation 11:18, he says, I shall come to destroy those that destroy the earth. That's his promise. He's coming back to destroy those that are destroying the earth. And when you have a policy of war, like a lot of the Democrats and Republicans, and don't want to support Trump in trying to work on trade with China or Russia, they're trying to support war and destruction of the biosphere and the human race. People don't get this, do they?
Yeah, no. Trade has to be based on uplifting the human condition, the standards
exactly.
of living of the population, and trade has to be based on ending the war policy and completely alleviating poverty. And that's what you see right now as the product and what is coming forth from the example that's being set by the nations around the world joining with the Belt and Road Initiative. If you want to actually address, this is the point that people are really starting to look at right now, let's address what's going on at the border of the United States. Yes, we need border security, but at
right.
the same time, the way that that's going to happen is it's not going to be just putting a bunch of tariffs and saying that you have to deal with the immigrant migrant crisis.
You're talking about the tariffs against Mexico, right?
I am. Yeah.
Yeah. I agree.
It's the same policy when we're talking about trade. At the core of it, look, the President of the United States had a dialogue with the newly elected President of López Obrador of Mexico just at the beginning of the year of his, the beginning of this president being elected, the newly elected Russian, Mexican president. And what they both agreed to is that the last several decades of NAFTA free trade policies as what, and cheap labor and destruction is what has destroyed the policies of the drug cartels and the,
You know what the problem is?
Destructive policy. Yes.
Think of it this way, as a cancer and an abscess, okay? Let's say that what we have now is a cancer and an abscess in the body politic of, say, the world. And the real issue here is that that Trump has not wanted to yet address. The drug cartels are literally linked at the hip with the Special Activity Division of the CIA. And the narco states in Mexico that run towns and cities, hospitals and ambulances in the three states that threaten the hell out of people down there, so make it unlivable. We need to go in and start killing the drug cartel guys. We need to actually tell the narco states, we're only going to send money to help make the life better for people there. We're going to basically allow them to file
for... Go after
the
money laundering banks.
And money laundering banks are tied with our corrupt agencies. I know this from my classified sources that there's $2 trillion in the drug trade given by the drug cartels to the SAD that goes into bank accounts. This goes right back before 9/11. That's why we remember when they said the $2.3 trillion disappeared from the Defense Department budget. You don't miss $2.3 trillion. That's because they're going to weird projects, genetic engineering to create super soldiers, drones, deep underground military bases, off-world space projects, etc. People don't know that what's going on, we have a parallel government here beside the elected government that's intel agencies and banks and globalists that thinks that they're totally offended at how dare we think that we have an elected official called Donald Trump trying to screw up their game. That's what's going on. And Donald Trump's not going to fix it unless he sends our military and forces to the Guatemalan-Mexican border to kill the drug cartels, to tell the Mexicans we're going to collaborate with you to clear out the narco states in your cities and towns. That's why
in Mexico, economic development, real jobs, on both sides
right.
of the border. In the United
exactly.
States, we definitely need it. And
but these
in
people
Mexico,
are
both. And the best way to do that is I put out an agenda, I put out a proposal and sent around when I was running for Congress called the North American Belt and Road Initiative, which would actually unite the highest levels of science, technology, like you said, U.S.-Mexico-China relations in turn, and increasing the development across the whole of Mexico and Ibero-America. But
right.
That's what you need right now. There's no
right,
way around
fact,
it.
These three states, south of Mexico, are languishing because, number one, They're not only in a subsistence, but they'd rather live in their own country if they can eat enough food and have a home over their head than come to America and be persecuted or do slave labor. They'd much rather that they not have a narco state threatening to take their salary away if they don't hand it over to the drug cartels, or their relative got hung from a bridge and beheaded or whatever upside down because he did something he didn't like. People have to understand
what's... Nobody leaves their own country out of want. They do it out of fear and necessity.
And desperation, okay?
Yeah, and desperation,
now,
sure.
Now, the fact is that Donald Trump isn't addressing this. And I'm going to tell him, here's what you need to do. Send your military forces not to the border without guns, putting up concertina wire so stupid people try to climb and get caught and tear their arm or leg off or their face. You need to send the troops in to kill the drug cartels. You need to tell the Mexicans and the Guatemalans and the others, we're going to send our troops down, we're going to start killing the drug cartels. Hit them with space-based weapons, Air Force, military, whatever. Come in with a blitzkrieg, just bam, they're gone. 1 weekend, they're gone. The fourth richest man in the world is a drug cartel guy, I'm sure is giving his cut to the NSA and to the Special Activity Division of the CIA.
They already did that. It didn't work. You're not just going to go kill the drug cartels. What you're going to do is shut down the money laundering, the HSBCS,
oh, absolutely.
The banking apparatus,
why
destroy their whole operation.
Look at Comey, the Cardinal Comey, we call him now. Cardinal Comey's brother was one of the chief launderers of money at HSBC Bank. These are freaking criminals. You know, they say the scum rises to the top. Look at Mueller, scum. Look at Comey, scum. Look at McCabe, scum. Look at all this scum. And by the way, there's also in the Republican Party, look at Amash. Direct ties to CARE, which is a Muslim terrorist organization. You know, people don't even have to start getting a clue here that the banks, basically every war, and it's been stated by historians, every war since the Napoleonic is a banker war, including the drug cartel wars and the international globalization. They're not doing it globalized because they think it's the best thing for the planet to survive. Even though they want to reduce the population 90%. No, they do it so they can get richer, more powerful, and have more free land. It's all self-serving. People don't get this. And they don't understand that we should collaborate with other nations like China and Russia and democratize it. For example, our movies are playing in countries like China because they love them. They have movie theaters over there. If you ever travel to China, you say, wow, it's so much like America, they just speak Cantonese. What's going on right now is unreasonable because at some point in the future, we're going to have EMP weapons or cyber-attacking our power grid or air traffic controllers. We're going to have incoming nuclear missiles. We're going to exchange biological weapons. And most of the human race is going to die really soon. And the most dangerous thing in the future, and by the way, this is something the Chinese are clicking on, is not nuclear weapons or biological, it's artificial intelligence. I'm an expert on it. And I'm not going to share what I know because I started doing research on it. They tried to recruit me 41 years ago to work at UCLA and AI while I did my science doctorate. I'm going to tell you, people have no freaking idea what's coming in the future, but it's very ugly. And I'm not cruel enough to tell you everything, but I'm going to tell you, if we don't have Belt and Road and trade, if we don't work out all these five issues that I mentioned here with China and Russia, which can be all worked out. In fact, they were almost there. They're like a molecule away from working out to actually make the Belt and Road thing international, not just Russia, not just China and America, but all these other nations. And it got dissuaded inside China. I want to know who the hell the person was or persons in the PLA that put a stop to it. I mean, I'm thinking if we get a mano-a-mano talk between Xi and Trump, maybe some more chocolate cake and Mar-a-Lago, they can work it out, right?
Yeah, well, if we stop worrying about China stealing information and so forth, when we have the NSA here in the United States and British
we need to worry about it. We need to worry about it for several reasons. Firstly, the NSA and these intel agencies are working through Five Eyes and a thing called Project Omega, completed by George Bush Sr., otherwise known as SHRF. And those projects, by the way, are trying to be pressing control of all intel, because he who controls the flow of information controls the world and all the dollars and all the currencies. And that's why I say AI is so damn dangerous. We see it with the rise of the cyber state in China. So it's not good for any of humanity, whether you're Chinese or American or Russian, for things to go down this toilet. Trade will help heal it. CBD or cannabidiol oil has amazing properties of reducing anxiety, fighting cancer, lowering blood pressure, and helping the body's immune system respond appropriately to infections and inflammation, and modulating autoimmune diseases. CBD oil from our source is carbon dioxide extracted, at 550 milligrams for 15-mil bottle or 37 milligrams per mil, but has a special, most powerful liposomal polyphenol to absorb much higher concentrations than by any other source or any other provider in America or worldwide. Get CBD liposomal oil from NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, and calm yourself down. You can take our other nutraceuticals with it, like Stress to Go, 5-HTP Cross, Calm Mind, and Brain Mag, but get them at NutraMedical.com, the ultimate place for solutions for your health with oat toxic polypharmacy. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. Calm Mind and Brain Mag are an amazing combination. Combine contains myo-inositol, xanthine, and GABA. And Brain Mag contains magnesium L-threonate to calm the brain down by blocking the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor. We can use this along with other nutraceuticals for anxiety, including 5-HTP Cross that crosses the blood-brain barrier, Stress to Go, and the use of our CBD liposomal oil as well to reduce and calm the brain down and reduce seizure activity and non-seizure activity in the limbic system that causes anxiety. If you have questions regarding our protocol for anxiety and sleep, do contact us at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You can get a free protocol and a callback if you purchase any products at 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com, the best place to get the wellness protocols to stay, keep you well with oat toxic polypharmacy. Stay well with NutriMedical. CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol is a water-soluble form that crosses the blood-brain barrier, regenerates gums, and is necessary as a reserve form to convert back to CoQ10 the spark of life for all mitochondria throughout your body. There's nothing like CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol to complement CoQ10 Supreme itself. The CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol for Dr. Bill Deagle is the highest quality available in the world, and very importantly, should be taken to reverse heart failure, hypertension, diabetes, and many peripheral neuropathy and central neuropathy conditions such as post-traumatic brain injury, stroke, and recover from Parkinson's disease and ALS. Get NutraMedical's CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol at 888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. And if you need an additional protocol, do contact us for a free starter protocol at NutraMedical. Thank you for taking care of yourself with NutraMeds and technology from Dr. Bill. We're here for you every day with starter free protocols. Take care and stay well with NutraMedical every day. Diabetes is a condition in which insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with dibetalene, biotin plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. Now, these protocols are very helpful to reduce heart vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com and NutriMedical.com to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday, and Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchased any products, and advanced videotape consultations. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with you, providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical.
Keisha, I'd like you to make some comments about the 2020
Democratic candidates. I mean, this is really like a circus. It's like a demonic circus from hell. We see Trump. I'm surprised at him holding up considering all the stress he's under. The only reason why he lost the House was basically the media collaborating with the intel agencies, slamming him so much, and all of these quitting Republican House members. The fact that he lost the House, I guarantee you, there's only three ways that Trump can actually lose the election. Number one, they can impeach him, which is not going to happen because they don't have the Senate. Number two, they can assassinate him, and that's one way he won't be elected. And number three, they can crash the world economy, which is extremely unlikely. America is the engine for the world. If the world economy goes down, just like the movie The Big Short, millions of people will die, starvation, violence, etc. So, I know there's some late-night TV hosts calling for the crash of the economy so they can get rid of Trump. These people don't just hate Trump because he's trying to build the economy. They hate Trump because he's against their war machine. He's against the idea of collaborating with China and Russia to create some kind of trade arrangements. He's against the idea of setting up a reasonable world order, not a new world order of these globalist maniacs that want to kill most of the population and saddle it with things like the Green New Agenda, which is not green or new. I'm a chartered member of Greenpeace along with Patrick Moore. And what people need to understand, this theory they have is totally bull. We had Dr. Tim Ball on. I understand because I took care of the people working on astral physics and climate modification. And the fact is that these superstorms that struck America in the last month, over 500 tornadoes, could have been totally avoided. So obviously Donald Trump is either ignorant or he's collaborating. And I believe he's ignorant. He doesn't understand that there's divisions of our government, including the space weapons, that could stop this. There's five nations that have these weather modification technology. And so what I want to see is their comments about the 2020 elections. I think this is going to be mind-boggling. By the summer, I expect to see sentences passed down by Durham and Horowitz. And I would love to see Mr. Mueller cross-examined by Republican congresswomen and men to ask, cross-index him as to why he didn't investigate the genesis of this whole Russiagate foolishness. And for him to try to weaponize it so the Democrats can try to start impeachment is insane. It's evil. There's no other word for it.
No, and that's the point. Look, this it is a joke. None of these individuals who have put themselves out there as plausible candidates or people who wish to be elected president of the United States have demonstrated any capability of fulfilling that position. But the main thing is, look, at the core, at what has to be addressed is all of this is instigated as an operation, as a part of this coup and witch hunt against the president.
Right.
They don't care about the United States. Not a one of those people who are running for office, including the one who has his name as a Republican, who is running for office, is qualified to actually lead this country. But let's get back to the point at hand here, is that unless this operation of the British infiltration into the United States, the coup against the president is exposed, this is going to continue.
Right.
And so I think, that's what's at the heart of the matter right now, that going back to what I said before, we have to expose the role of British intelligence and into this process of the witch hunt against the President of the United States and how this is playing directly into the U.S. 2020 presidential election process. Because that's what they wish to do, is to eliminate this president by any means necessary. And that's what has to be stopped. So again, it gets to, I think what you said before, the solution is very clear, that there has to be a change in the thinking and the mindset of the population and understanding what's at stake right now for the future of mankind. And there's a lot of, this shouldn't be turned into a soap opera, you know, who's going to get the last knockout blow. But the question is, there is the agenda of the geopolitical agenda of war, of pitting nations against each other. And then there's the agenda of those who want to see the development and progress of cooperation, of ending these wars, of doing what you said, which is that we need strategic defense of Earth, and that you're not going to do this with only one nation. It has to be in the interest of all nations and all of mankind. That's why space cooperation is so important.
Exactly, so, yeah. But also space weather, for example, I'm reinvestigating a researcher that's suggesting that the last major ice age was around 12,000 years ago, was tripped by the sun. Now, if we're heading toward a pole shift and an ice age, do you know that more people will die with an ice age than a nuclear war? That's how bad it is. And people don't realize we're in a mini ice age right now called a Maunder cooling period every 360 years, which drove the Vikings out of Greenland. What's really happening right now is very dangerous, and the entire planet's in danger. For example, the Gobi Desert's expanding dramatically in China, which is why they have to actually manufacture food in other countries like Venezuela and Argentina. The Chinese are making deals all over the place to actually, you know, lease land so they can actually grow food for their own people. It's a perfect opportunity for America to actually supply food to China and vice versa, to make sure that if we have their top students, they can become American citizens if we have a merit-based system of immigration. But we want to make them truly American, not things like they're going to be little spies to bring tech back to China. China's never going to win a war by fighting with their best customer. That's us. That's a stupid thing. And what I see happening, people want, the globalists want to balkanize. They want to break things up. That's why I saw even under Barack Obama, they balkanized the country. They balkanized one racial group against another. That's ridiculous. Or one sexual orientation group against another. Or against the unborn or the elderly. When they brought in the ACA, they had a death panels for elderly so they could kill you. And it pushed abortion like crazy. Now the Dems are so crazy, they want infanticide. Even the average Democrat doesn't want to go beyond the first trimester abortion. I don't want any abortion after the day of conception. But even the average Democrat doesn't go where these maniacs are. Why? Why are they so crazy? Because they're possessed. These are not normal human beings. It's not just mental illness or power hungriness. They're demonically energized. They're not just crazy. It's way beyond crazy. Crazy is not a strong enough term for what they want to do. This is devilish. And what it'll do is, if the Democrats got in power in 2020 or 2024... this country will go down the toilet, and we'll have a thermonuclear war with Russia and China, and most Americans
That's
will die
exactly
in the first day.
Happen.
Yeah, and people don't get it. They think, well, and in the alternative universe is, we collaborate a decade from now when Apophis comes by, we change its orbital pathway so it doesn't cross the Earth's orbital pathway, we protect the Earth from a coronal mass ejection, we have new power systems like the silicon salt battery made in Shenzhen, we then have a backup power system that won't go out if it's a cyber attack and whatever. We exchange information on how to protect our nation against manipulating our elections with Russia and other nations, so nobody can be manipulated by orange revolutions like George Soros and the CIA. In fact, the CIA, during Barack Obama and previous administrations, collaborated with George Soros to manipulate elections, not just here, but Ukraine and around the world. We're a bad guy, too, and we need to face that. We're a bad guy, okay?
And that's why the important thing right now for the American people to do is to actually remember the history of the American system of in the American Constitution and our fight against the British Empire, and going back to what was created at the time where the establishment of the first colonies of the United States were being enforced around the idea of breaking with the British, called, and there was an organ, there were organizations at the time of Benjamin Franklin and Samuel Adams and so forth called the Committees of Correspondence, because there has to be an education in the population that says, we're going to break with this insanity. We're not going to be subjects and victims anymore of these crimes that are being committed by people like Mueller, who is not an American. He actually is a British operative who is out to destroy the president and the United States. And see, the problem is the American people have to say, we're not going to stand for this anymore, or you think you're seeing something now, 2020 election is going to be insane because we won't get there because they will get away with total nuclear war if we don't stop this madness.
I'm going to give a couple of predictions. I'm going to predict that with Trump now slapping the tariffs on Mexico, his next move is to take military operations into Mexico and Central America. Number two, I'm expecting that Trump is going to start slapping not only more tariffs on China, but he wants to meet with Xi so he can back off and get them to de-weaponize the South China Sea Islands and get their troops out of Venezuela and stop supporting Maduro and have an open election so let the people of Venezuela decide, not carpet bombing them like this maniac Bolton wants to do. Okay? The people of Venezuela can decide for themselves. It's so bad in Venezuela, by the way, right now. If you don't support Maduro...
Well, I'm so glad you said Maniac Bolton, because I thought you were going to be on Bolton's side for a minute.
No, I'm not on his side. No, don't worry. Anyway, Maniac Bolton, so, for example, right now, if you're in Venezuela and you don't support Maduro, you can't even get medical care or drugs, so people have to cross over to Colombia to get drugs for their diabetic aunt or mother. What I see happening in America is Trump doesn't have all the cards in front of him. He doesn't have the options. He needs a mano a mano. For example, if I could have you and me and some of my other co-hosts have a half an hour with Trump every week, the man would have more options. It's like he doesn't have all the cards in the deck of playing Monopoly. The reason is that the global...
I'm going to leave you on a positive note, because I know we're about to end here.
Right.
Solution. But so, Mrs. LaRouche, in her speech to the Asian Dialogue of Civilizations in China, where many countries were present... her speech was titled, "The Highest Ideals of Mankind is the Potential for the Future." And that's what we need. And she said, "It is the characteristic of turning points in history that the majority of people have no clue of what is occurring." That is really the case. And said, "Only those visionaries who have a clear idea of the positive potential for the future are able to intervene in the process at moments of decision to avert potential catastrophes and instead usher in a new epoch of humanity." And that's who we are. We have to have visionary leadership. We have to have people who have the courage to speak out, to tell the truth, and to actually understand what is going on and the solutions that are needed that's going to affect mankind for the next 100 to 1,000 years.
And by the way, that's why they want to kill Julian Assange, because he's like LaRouche. He raises issues that need to be dealt with. They don't want to deal with them. That's why Trump is being persecuted on the left and the right, because he's doing things they don't like. Even the people that he's advising around him, he's had to fire repeatedly. Remember the general that wanted to send a quarter million troops to Syria?
The exoneration of Lyndon LaRouche so we can stop this, shut down this whole operation that has destroyed our country for the last 50-plus years now.
Right, well, you like my term that I use, that they tried to LaRouche Trump. Because that's why the document I posted up now, which when we get our show up, people can go to that link is to go and get that petition regarding supporting LaRouche, who's dead now. But the man actually was persecuted and put in jail for the very same things that Trump's doing. He opposed the New World Order. He opposed the deep state. He opposed the globalist warmongers. He opposed those people who wanted to have a dialectic of chaos and commerce of battles for nations so we'd eventually have a thermonuclear, chemical, biological, scalar, and nuclear war. And people don't understand that the drums of war and destruction of the human race are beating. And the time is getting short. We don't have a lot of time left to solve these problems, do we? I'd say that if we don't solve them in the next 4 to 8 years, we're determined that by year 2030 or thereafter, we're going to have a thermonuclear conflict and most of the human race and the biosphere is going to die. So you have a choice. Belt and Road or the Road to Hell. How's that?
There we go.
Exactly. That's a good summary, hey?
Very good.
There you go. Take care.
Take care.
Great show. Thank you.